Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, Pastor Green, I am looking at the word. I like looking at the word. You'll get used to me. I'm looking at the word, and now, when we talk about the practical salvation, James chapter 1, verses 21 says quite a lot. It says, therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive the meekness, the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. So, practically, people will see how all filthiness has moved away from my life. How I had gotten rid of all filthiness. Or they will see that the kind of filthiness that I used to have is no longer there in my life. Then my life as a believer is effective. Pastor Green.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Apostle, God bless you. Pastor Makama, God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, beloved. We serve a great God. Hallelujah. You know what? I hear what you say, Pastor Ray. You know, my mind go now to Apostle Paul. Before he was Paul, he was Saul. Hallelujah. This man is a perfect example for a true salvation.
Yeah.
He's a perfect example for a true salvation. Because when I look at this man's life, Pastor Ray, he was all the way. You talk about the filthiness, right? He was all the way. Born a Christian, whatever. He was on the way. He had the letters in his hands. He received letters from the high priest and the scribes to go and arrest those that are of the way. He was full of bitterness. He was full of hatred. There was a fire burning inside of him to do wrong. But Pastor Ray, on the road to Damascus, he meet Jesus Christ. He had an encounter with Jesus Christ.
That
day, his life turned around. His life changed that day. Hallelujah. A true salvation comes to his heart. There is anywhere where Apostle Paul has turned back. I've never read anywhere where he has turned back. Even though he has gone through so many tribulations, so many things that come his way, he has gone through it, he has faced a lot of challenges, but he never gave up. He continued, Pastor Ray. Even the people outside have said this man changed. In the beginning, Pastor Ray, they were having a doubt because people know where he come from. Even with us in the time that we left, Pastor Ray, if you are there, I was very naughty. When God saved my soul, some people have doubted my salvation. But as time goes, Pastor Ray.
Move around a bit so that I can hear you clearly. It looks like you are not holding.
Can you hear me now, Pastor
Ray? Yes, go on, continue.
Okay. So as time goes, people will see your life has changed. You look for example at Apostle Paul, the time he was still Saul. The first thing he asked Jesus is, who are you, Lord? The second thing, what do you want me to do? Well, now just look at this. This thing is so important because it touched me.
Yeah.
The man became blind. For 3 days he didn't eat. For 3 days he was blind. He couldn't see. The apostles, or let me say the servants of God, they were afraid of him. They were not free to go and pray for him. And Ananias was saying to God, are you sure that I must go and pray for this man? This man is coming to kill us. He's coming to arrest us. He's coming to do wrong to us. But God knows that this is the vessel that I've selected that I want to use. The true salvation came to the man. And later he became Apostle Paul. No more Saul. He became an apostle now. Now he was filled to the Holy Spirit. But today that was a true salvation. That was a real salvation. Because the same man is, when you read all the verses in the New Testament, most of the books were written by him. And he's the one that said in the Bible, he said, I don't live anymore, but it's Christ who lives in me now. This is very important, Pastor Ray. Some of us, we say we are born again, but it's still earlier about a tomahawk. Some of the Christians have still got a tomahawk. Some of the Christians have still got a panga. Some of the Christians have still got something. Others got guns. Others got bodyguards. Now, where is the salvation, Pastor Ray? Because the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. And then the Bible also says, acknowledge him in all your ways. That's salvation. Let me trust God. It doesn't matter how the situation looks like. It doesn't matter how difficult it is. It doesn't matter how the pressure is on us. But not to give up, not to quit, but to continue to worship him, to trust him, to believe in him, to give everything unto him. You look tonight at the Apostle Paul. That is, for me, it's a true salvation and it's a true example. Look, Pastor Ray, he came in later amongst the other apostles. But he became so strong that he could even reprimand Peter. This is how strong this man becomes. This man comes to learn what the real love is. That is the other thing that people don't know, Pastor Ray. Salvation is love. Salvation is love. Because when you receive salvation, you start to love. I know I used to be full of hatred. I used to know when I go in the shop and I want to buy something to eat, or when we play dice, you have to look on your shoulder all the time because you are afraid, you are full of fear, you are full of hatred, you are full of all these wrong things. But when salvation came in, Pastor Ray, the love came in, the freedom comes in, there's a change in life. You are no longer the same. I can't understand today how does people say they trust God, or how does people say they fear God? If on a Saturday night you can do something else, and on a Sunday morning you want to worship God, your arms is even more higher than anybody else in the church. You are even the first one to jump up to do testimony. You are even the first one to dance there in front. Pastor Ray, you know, it's really time that the Christians start to fear God.
Yeah.
It's really time that if we are not born again, you are not born again. If you are in the darkness, you are in the darkness, Pastor Ray. You know, there's so much time of life. Sunday morning, I was preaching in the church about the radiance that we were speaking about the other week, the spiritual radiance.
Yeah.
I was mentioning the same things, Pastor Ray. Some people will look at you from outside, and they will think that you are the Makoya. Meanwhile, they are not Makoya, because they see the makeup, they see the nice haircut, they see the nice suit, they see the expensive shoes, they see the BMW, they think you are the Makoya. But there is something that happened in us when salvation comes our way. There's something deep down in your heart. I'm talking about something deep down. Your speech changed, Pastor Ray. Everything changed. You are no longer the same. I can't understand. That's why I say I can't understand that you can still go to the same places while your life is changed. That you have still the same friends. What does the light have to do with the darkness? There's another verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33. The Bible says, do not be deceived. Bad company has good character.
Yeah.
You cannot be in the midst of bad company while you are born again, Pastor Ray. You cannot hang out with people that don't worship God. You cannot hang out with gangsters. I was a gangster before. You can imagine how you find me there in the midst of the guys, and I still talk the way they are talking. I still greet the way they are greeting. Still a 2-6 or whatever they do. You understand? I'm still in those things. Then, Pastor Ray, where is the salvation? Because our light must shine. These people, what I'm saying to you tonight, Pastor Ray, you know the time when my life was so mixed up?
Yeah, these I remember.
We were doing things. But some of them, they didn't believe me. They gave me one day. Others gave me one day. They said, no, you'll come back tomorrow. Others give me 1 week. When they see 1 week is gone, they give me one. Pastor Ray, I'm very cautious because their hearts were hardened. They were stubborn. They didn't want to receive the salvation. When they see, they start to see that, no, something's really changed. And this man is no longer the same. And Pastor Ray, we are not better than other people when we are born again.
Yeah.
You know, this is a gift of God by grace.
Yeah.
It's not that we cannot boast. That's why the Bible says we cannot boast. This is a gift of God by grace. When God saved my soul, you know, Pastor Ray, 2 years later after I was born again, I was crying most of the time, and I asked God, why only me? What about these others? God, even tonight, Pastor Ray, I feel emotional when I talk about this thing. Because what about these guys? What is going to happen with them, my God? You have saved my soul. I see, I felt the love, I felt the liberty. You know the Bible says where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty, there's freedom.
Yeah.
I felt the freedom. Now, Pastor Ray, the other thing, before I'm going to close now, the other thing I want to say, I don't know if you notice, you can go wherever you want. Even for people to pray for the food is very hard. It's very hard. I see many people where I was working in the airport before, and I prayed for the food. Somebody was looking as if they can stare a hole right through me. And it's like I'm from another planet. I'm praying for the food. What's wrong with this person? But if our life changed, our life is changed, hallelujah, you cannot help it. You know, I remember I was sometimes in the meeting there because I was a supervisor. Sometimes I was in the meeting. When we have a meeting and we talk about the work, what we are doing, how we are going to progress to make things successful. Sometimes the words like, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And then people will look at me, what is wrong with you? We are talking something else here. We are not in the church. But today, this is how we are. When you are truly born again, you cannot hide it. You cannot help it because your speech has changed, your thoughts have changed, your everything, your way of walk has changed, your dress has changed, your way of approach has changed, your everything, Pastor. That's why the Bible says you are a new creation. You are something that has never existed before. Pastor, the Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Pastor Green. And of course, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And this is about the outlook of your salvation, your salvation, your life as a saved person. I mean, Pastor Green is talking about his life. We are talking about our experiences. Apostle Pumla is doing the same. Pastor Makam is doing the same. You know, we're talking about that. What does your salvation say? Send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. All right. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in the mighty. Pastor Green, are you still there? Okay. Because I'm getting messages from you now. All right. Pastor Makamu, let me bring this to you, sir. And I am looking also at Isaiah chapter 40, verses 5. It says, the glory of the Elohim shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Elohim has spoken. And then Luke chapter 3, verse 6 says, and all flesh shall see the salvation of the Elohim. You know? Now, when we say we are saved, the glory of the Elohim becomes revealed to us and is visible in us. Everyone looking at us is able to see the glory of the Most High. What comes to mind, sir?
Yeah, mfundisi, ngicela ukuthi sikhumbule la. Ngiyabonga ukuthi na pendulile uApostle Mpumelelo no Pastor Green. Ngicela ukuthi na mfundisi ukhumbula laphana uJesu afika thola umuntu agula lo wayehlala emathuneni. Lo muntu luyana uma aqeda kumphilisa axosha amademone lawabeka hleli emzimbeni wakhe ayongena engulubeni.
We have a caller. Greetings to you, sir. Welcome.
Hello, Muriti Likai.
Riten Likai.
Hey,
Muriti, welcome.
Thank kereke ikutla taba tse monate mona le nna kereke ke na fele ko tse yana le just to be go go la ta le ga tande bo se ke na meeting ba fele ke tsiba ne
ya
ya no tsabang
taba tse monate kere ke khotsa ke mantsi mona gore taba ya modimo e bo hloko ha holo gore na bana ba modimo ba ke ya ntse na modimo in the book of Luke chapter 2 mora na Jesu Happy minute, but anybody about some moon, I'm like a guy in the fight or Passover. Kimamu Kreya Uchi Bubo, why were you looking for me? Don't you know that I have to be about my father's business? So, the children and the other one in my heart, in a way, Yahoo, even another meeting, Merkomo Ulmo Koronako Hari, we have to be in our father's business. It is
yes.
The piece of our situation. Who is Maria? Who is your father? The Lenin and I'm in the police in the minute.
Calls, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp. The WhatsApp is 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. Mrut Makam, yes.
Yes. Mfundisi, ngiyabonga. As I was saying before, ubabala, I answer a call.
Yebo. Makamu. How? Banna? Le Makamu ultimates.
What's up?
Pasopa mambara.
Send us your
Satan Valanza. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you say about this matter. And of course, what is the role of salvation in your life? How does salvation even become projected from your own life, by your life, in the manner of your life, in your behavior? And I see also WhatsApps there. Thank you, Rato. Thank you, Waruna. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps. I really appreciate. Thank you, Babongane. If I don't get Mfundisi Makamu, then I move on. And I will speak to Ubabu Bongane. Makamu, I don't seem to be getting him. He's somehow lost in the road because he's driving. Babongane! Okay, Babongane, we seem not to be getting you. I don't know what is happening. Let me try it again. Let's see if it will work. Babongane
ngithuba ngibingeleleke kumfundisi uRing, ngibingeleleke nakumagest studio, ngibingeleleke nabalaleli ke beradio pulpit ke abathandekayo egameni elingaphezwa wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christu wase Nazaretha. Isihloko ke sanamhlanje sithi what is salvation, iyini insindiso. Insindiso ivela kuNkulunkulu, insindiso inguChristu Jesu, kungakho ke sithi ungumsindisi. Kwakukhona indoda engumzalwane igama layo uSimeoni. Le ndoda ke yayingumzalwane ophelele, ongumzalwane okhuthele, ongumzalwane ogcwalisweke ngamandla kamoyo ingcwele. Lo mzalwane wambulelwa ukuthi ngeke afe angayibonanga ke iNkosi uKristu. Encwadini ke kaLuke chapter 2 verse 27 siyogcina ke ku 30 ifundeka kanje ithi, so he came by the spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word.
Yeah.
For my eyes have seen your salvation. Waye seyibonile indodana kaNkulunkulu wabe sethi ke uyolala ke ngokuthula. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus gave himself to rescue all of us. All of us, we are lost without God. We are directionless and we are without protection. We are without real joy and our eternity in heaven isn't secure. The good news about the birth of Jesus in human nature is that God sent him to seek and save the lost. Jesus is the only one who can bring people to God. Jesus came to give us power to change. Ngiyabonga ke lensindiso ke eletha ke umehluko empilweni yami, ukuzithiba nokubekezela, yasusa ke ubuqhaga nokuba nochuku. Siyayibonga ke lensindiso. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 22, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. Jesus came to recover us. Without Christ, we long to recover our strength, our confidence, our reputations, our innocence, and our relationship with God. The Bible in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29 says, he gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. When Jesus died on the cross, God brought tremendous good out of the bad. God have good plans for us. The Bible says all that happens fits into God's plan, not just the good things. He can and bring good out of anything. Romans chapter 8 verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who are the called according to his purpose. Freedom is our calling. God doesn't want us to be enslaved to guilt, resentment, grief, constrained life, or anything else. He wants us to have an abundant life in Christ, as it also said in John chapter 3 verse 16 to 17. We enter the door to freedom. Freedom is a big deal to God. He wants us to live free. John chapter 10 verse 9. Jesus says, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved. Jesus is the door to the freedom. He is the only way to live free. God delivers us from sin to struggle for peace, that state of flourishing, fullness, and completeness. God wants Christians to do justice, not by works or righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Spirit. You can read that in Titus chapter 3, verse 5. In Hebrews chapter 2, verse 4, promises that God testifies to people's salvation by signs, wonders, and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will. There are marks which confirms that you are a true child of God. A true child of God can be seen by bearing good fruits. We can find that in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16 to 20. A true child of God sticks to his faith in all situations he comes across. He draws a line by having limits in what he does, in every word, dressing and behavior. A true child of God draws a line, fashion or no fashion. Namhlanje emabandleni abantu ke bayake ngefashion balungiseke izwe ngendlela ke abagqoka ke ngakhona. If a Christian entertains the feeling he is doubtful, a true child of God forgives. He acknowledges when he is wrong. When a child of God has sinned, he does not continue because the seed and nature of God is in him. A person who does not want to leave sin is a child of Satan. Asehlukane ke bathandekayo ke nesono siphilele uNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga ke egameni lika Jesu Christu wase Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate you, sir.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Okay, let's listen to Rato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray Lihodi, hey, and the whole team there at Radio Pulpit. Our beloved guests and family listening to the show. It's Lerato here. I definitely stand firm with the biblical reference that Pastor Green made in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And it is impossible to please God without faith.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the testimony that I'm going to share tonight regarding salvation in my life, without faith, I wouldn't have made it to where I am right now, because in the past couple of months, I was working however my soul felt like it was strangled in the environment I was in. Even though I tried, you know, so hard bringing light into that environment, it was just not it. So I had to leave that environment, and I just continued to sow and reap into my faith, and gathered prayers with people that know how to pray. And I even reached out to the station, and they also lended their hand and they prayed over me. And it leads me to the verse of Philippians 4 verses 19, which says, "And the same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus."
Yeah.
Now all glory to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. Because now I can stand here saying, if I never had the faith that the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is going to work a miracle in my life, I cannot stand here and testify that tomorrow I'm actually starting a new job in an environment that I've been praying for. So that is my root story of salvation. Sure. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rato. We really appreciate. Thank you very, very much for the testimony.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Warona!
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and Radio Pulpit listeners. You know, Pastor Ray, how mentioned the word submarine Christians leading lukewarm. Christians in Kupoza, this colleague, yeah, my sister, only early 2 months, I'll fit him in South Africa. So, maybe at least Usuaga because they were both Christians. So, we had a wedding, Kuhai, and then she was invited, and then fortunately, why is Aladdin Toba Tobaska, Tlawane Tonseba preach and everything? So my sister just said, oh, okay, let me ask my colleague or Arapel, why is Arapel Amola Pastor? You could feel the presence of God. What's about Gore? Arapel Amola do goosebumps. So it's about to know Tudor Tatlema or Mushabi or you. Who is this young, beautiful lady or Arapelang? So. Like grandma kids. So we had the Easter conference 2 weeks after, and then I said, no, why don't you invite your colleague? Yo, the answer we got from the colleague, Ke Arbosa, no, I can't. That's why, because I would say, you've never been to our church before, and then every answer, hey, salvation, I'm South Africa, kids. That's a colleague if you tell, but you know. Particularly Christians, but what they do and what they say are totally different things. So, Lora Murimu South Africa, because Lokono Badi submarine Christians. And now, where I come from, Godi village, Kwakitswa, the same day that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior, I didn't tell you at all. It's either you are born again or you are an antichrist. It's either you are born again or in Jehovah. Or Satanism, are hybrid over them, look, on Christians, are more South Africa. So, Ian Sosa, so I'll rather wait to work your Kenya than get your Kenya alone. We were like, yo. So now it hits home now, or yo, what's about salvation? Yaron, Aramakatalva to Gannet. Bona di Polayo, Zapubuli Siki Siki, what's a Pubuli KZ?
Yeah.
Kamuki, the soccer study. Bulaya bana di chaisa bana batho ba dipetlele gore o itse keng kuningining pastor re
so I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Warona. And of course you can send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. It's 0826572729. Prof Cedric says, Pastor Ray, I am seeing my enemies at peace with me because of this salvation taking place in me. Hallelujah. Jesus, our hope of glory. That is Brother Prafi Cedric who has sent that. Warona, I will also read this after this.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Warona says, salvation is a personal choice to be born again into God's family and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. A personal choice, Warona says there. We really appreciate. Thank you so much, Warona. And send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Hanging out with Apostle Pumlamfen and also Pastor Green and Pastor Makamu. We are looking into this very aspect. And we are asking the question, very pertinent, I should say. And the question is, our life of salvation, what is it even all about? What does the world see when they look at us?
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Let's listen to Josepha Martins Nwamba, Mfundisi Wamina. I will listen to you just after this. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona brother Ray, my brother, ngiyakubulisa ngegama elihle leNkosi yethu Jesu Christ, my brother.
Thank you so much. Sawubona Puti.
Ngibulise no Apostle Phumela Mtsene, uPastor Makama no Pastor Green, brother Ray.
Thank you. Thank you.
The topic is, what is salvation, brother Ray?
Yeah.
Salvation lona umusa kaNkulunkulu, lena yigift eyathola abantu besezonini zabo.
Mm.
But because God, who is love, who is rich in mercy, because of his love, loved us even when we were trespasses. We were on our trespasses, by the way.
Mm.
Made us alive. Ngokunikela yeah. Ngendodana yakhe uJesu Christ.
For
fellow zone zethu.
Yes.
Isaiah 53, verse 60. All we are like sheep have gone astray.
Mm.
All of us have turned to his own way.
Mm.
Finally, we need to lay down our rebellion and submit ourselves to God's
yes,
righteousness.
Yes, yes.
Our bodies must become instruments of righteousness.
Mm.
Our bodies must be a living sacrifice,
holy, yeah.
acceptable to God. To God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because our bodies no longer belong to us, by the way. Our bodies are God's property now.
Mm.
Temple in Kulukul in Zimbabwe, brother. Mm, mm,
mm.
Matthew 16, verse 24-25, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, his soul, and take up his cross and follow me. Mm. Salvation means to worship God. And if it could be an evangelist, he can easily go more to South Holland in the brother.
Yeah.
So, ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngibusene nonke to God be the glory, my brother.
All the time. Thank you so much. Blessings to you, sir. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
Awuzeke. Awuzeke. And we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We've said a lot, and it's also your chance to say quite a lot also on this very issue of our salvation. What is your salvation personally? What is it even all about?
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Kanimambo mfundisi mina.
Eh, asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba leti thokotisako. Manje ke pastor, inkulu indaba la. Salvation mfundisi ngokuba salvation mfundisi ukusindiswa ukuthethelelwa kwezono manje ukuthethelelwa kwezono mfundisi noma umuntu engana sikhundla engana sambathu salvation iyafuneka emzimbeni wakhe kodwa ke umuntu mase ethethelelwa izono mfundisi noma engana sikhundla noma angakwazi ukuthandaza ukuthi abantu mfundisi bathethelelwa izono noma angakwazi ukuthandaza kulapha kumfundisi lo phethe ibandla uyena lo ulivilanyana lo mfundisi ngoba uJesu wabafundisa ukuthandaza abafundi bakhe manje umfundisi usuke evila lapho kubafundisa ukuthandaza ukuze abantu umfundisi bakwazi ukuthandaza ukuthi babe neziphiwe manje ke iphiwa ngeke size nje ungathandazanga kufuna utshela uNkulunkulu ukuthi mina ngikwazi ngicela ukuthi ngibe kanje nje uNkulunkulu abheke ke ukuthi micabango yakho yahambisana nalento uyifunayo mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu akuphumisebenza omunye la enkonzweni mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu akupheke ukuthi uphesiphesi sokuprofita mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu akuphesiphesi sokufundisa manje indaba yokuthi abantu bangazazi ukuthi bafuna basindisiwe noma bahluleke ukuthandaza ifa lapha kumfundisi ngokuba dina uma sisasindiswa umfundisi sasize enkonzweni njalo ntambama mhlambe ngesinye isikhathi ngale nkathi lesisaphuma enkonzweni lesi mhlambe sikakaphumi lapha eGreenville manje saba sayehlelwa yilo moya lo mfundisi lo sinawo manje kanimamba
mfundisi amina na cancer. Hey, my daughter.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Godfrey, my brother.
Good evening, Baburi, nama guest, nama listeners. Salvation, the topic today, our salvation, how it affects us, has changed us, for me, a lot. The words that come out of my mouth are different now. I make sure that I don't hurt people. Mm. The things that goes into my mind. And the salvation has given me an opportunity to filter what goes in and out of my heart.
Yeah.
Things that I say, things that I do, the food that I eat. You can tell Lang Ham about this guy is salvation. Usindisiwe. From what? What is salvation really? Salvation is a gift to those who broke the commandments and the covenant of the Most High, which He made with the children of Israel at Mount Sinai, in the presence of Moses, where they had to Israel, which was an observer and keep the commandments. But Tata Ikas was sprinkler to all of them. They worshipped Nkulunkulu, accept. But over the years, we know my Israelites, they renegated against their covenant. Mm. But remember, the Most High doesn't forget. He punished them because He told them, if you disobey, there's going to be consequences.
Yeah.
The consequences are going to die. You can even die. Some of them died.
Mm.
So, he gifted here. He would Nkulunkulu udini ukuba punish because they broke his covenant.
Mm.
He decided to send Christ that Nyeka's luck, the covenant, a new one, to erase the old one, the debt that they couldn't pay, and then I started a new one.
Mm.
So Christ and Ngempela Uzile, Waba Unite, Abaton of Israel, the Northern Kingdom and the Southern Kingdom, Waba the salvation.
Mm.
So now there is a second one that is coming, a judgment, a salvation sins again. And Nkulunkulu has made a new covenant, manje, nabantwana ba Israel, which is going to forgive them, is going to accept them as His children, and is going to be their Elohim. So tina singena kanjani, sikova sibambi slash, ukuthi nathi we feel what we have sinned, the things that we do, the things that we have said, the things that we have thought in our minds, ezimbi, ez evil, sizenzile izinto ezimbi, which we are not proud of. Abanye abasibona baza ama CV wethu, they remind us, but thina sesidlulile because we told ukuthi we're going to be born again. The old self is died, there's a new person. They can see the way we talk, we do things, we handle the business, we address abantu, and then we can pray, siyaduduza abantu, siyakwazi ukushumayela, siyakwazi ukubamba isevisi umfundisi nangakafiki. Nakunama funeral siyakhona ukuqhuba isevisi umuntu akhona ukuyibeka ngasonto, ngoba sesinayo econfidence ukuthi singama phambi kwebandla, simele iqiniso, sirepresente uChrist. Ngoba ke umuntu ozosikhomba abone ama mistake ukuthi because of his salvation igazi leli esilithathile, it's a contract esizithathile yona. Just like abanye abantu bathatha icontract bafuna ukuyenzani, abanye bathatha icontract yokuthwala, abanye bathatha icontract ofuna ukuya emanzini, ini ichoice. Mara thina ke choice ukuthi sidecide ukuthi thina sifuna ukuthi le life esiyiphilayo econtrolwa yiflesh ayikho right. Sifuna impilo e-right econtrolwa yispirit. So sithola njalo nge-salvation. Good evening.
Good evening, my friend. I really appreciate. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And we are coming to the conclusion of the matter. I trust you are also well with this. And Sipati Samrolo, I will read just after this.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Sipati Samrolo says, yo, Muruti Ray, scary what Waruna said. Scary, pondering on it. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. It's scary, very much scary. That's why Waruna continues to say it's a personal choice to be born again into God's family and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. It's a personal thing that we really need to take into consideration. Right. Let me come to you, Apostle Green. Pastor Green, let me come to you with the issue of salvation again. This is amazing. Salvation should be visible in us. 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Christ, Yahushua HaMashiach. Now, the knowledge of Scripture, the knowledge of the Word, the knowledge of the voice of the Father is also what is evidenced about the work of salvation in our lives, because we become wise in him. We gain his wisdom and we apply his wisdom in our lives and also in directing others. This should be the case. Pastor Green?
Amen. Amen, Pastor Ray. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, Pastor Ray. The salvation make us wise.
Yeah.
The salvation open our eyes.
Mm.
It enlightened the eyes of our understanding. The salvation is doing so much. Now, I have a verse that I want to share, Pastor Ray. I'll hold it for now for some time. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 say, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light and in him there's no darkness. Verse 6 say, if we say we have fellowship with him, And walk in darkness, we lie, and there's no, and we do not practice the truth. Verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, and all sons. But there is also a fellowship. You know, when you receive salvation, there's a fellowship that starts. There's a relationship that starts between us and God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
There's a fellowship that we have with God. We become now, how can I say, we will fellowship with him. Something that didn't happen before. As you have read now in Timothy, it gives us wisdom. Now we have freedom to talk to him. We have freedom to fellowship with him. But the Bible says, yeah, Pastor Ray, the Apostle John says, if we say we fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, Pastor Ray, we have a problem because we are lying. We are not talking the truth and we don't practice the truth. So we cannot say we have fellowship with God while we are walking in the darkness. That's why Jesus said in the book of Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, Not everyone who say to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of God, but those who do the will of my Father. Mm. So in other words, Pastor Ray, when we say we have fellowship with God, when we say we have fellowship, we must walk in light. We must, as he is in the light, we must walk with him in light. And then we can say, yes, we have fellowship with the Father. We have a relationship with the Father. You know, as I said, or as I always say to people, when you are there in ShopRite or Pick and Pay, wherever you do your shopping, you don't leave God at home. You have a fellowship with him. While you are busy buying your grocery, you have a fellowship with him. Sometimes we don't open our mouth to speak to him, Pastor Ray, but we speak to him from inside. From inside, we have a fellowship because we are not the same anymore. We are not planning how we can rob people. We are not planning anymore how we can steal from someone. Now we are planning bigger things because what we have, we also want to give it to others. What we have, we also want to share it with others. Because remember, there's people in this world that don't have the salvation. There's people who don't know about the salvation. There's churches that don't preach the salvation anymore, Pastor Ray. This thing has become something else in many people's lives. But when we receive it, it's our responsibility to start to share it. And if we have fellowship with him, Pastor Ray, and then he can instruct us further what to do, how to do things. And, you know, somebody that has fellowship with God, you don't have to ask questions. You can see the person that has fellowship with God. The Bible says you shall know the tree by the fruit. Mm. We cannot just point our fingers, but you shall know the tree by the fruit. You shall know the person by his fruit. You shall know him by his conversation. We don't have conversation with demons anymore. We don't have conversation with evildoers anymore. Mm. We have now a fellowship with God. We have now a holy fellowship. That's why the Bible says in the book of Psalms, Psalms 133, I think, verse 1. Mm. God said, how good, how pleasant it is when the saints are coming together in unity. We can only come and get together in unity, Pastor Ray, when we have fellowship with the Father. Because it's one Father. It's not plenty fathers. Yeah. It's one Father. It's one Son. It's one Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
When we have fellowship with him. Because it's not... Look, if somebody have another father, I don't know that father. But your father, Pastor Ray, is my father. Me and you become brothers because of the salvation.
Yeah.
I'm a colored man.
Mm.
I have Venda brothers. I have Zulu brothers. Mm. I have Tangani brothers. I have white brothers. I have all kinds of brothers. Those that have the same father. That's why I think in Zulu they say, Baba, where to? Hallelujah. Mm. Which means it's our father now. We all have fellowship. We all are in agreement with the one thing. There's one accord amongst us. That's why tonight, you see, we got Apostle here. We got Pastor Makamo here. We got different Christians here. We got you, Pastor Ray. We got myself. We have fellowship tonight on the same thing. We are talking the same language. We are in the same direction. There's no argument. There's no fighting. There's no misunderstanding. Because our Father, we understand our Father. We understand what our Father requires from us.
Thank you so much.
I want to give somebody else also a chance to say something. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And Apostle, finally there, when we talk of salvation, it's amazing. It's also... a form of spiritual diligence on our lives, you know.
Yeah.
It says, 2 Peter 1:10, therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. So we see it by the lives that we are making our election sure. What's your take?
Come on. I want to add on what they've just said now, Hore. Also, according to the word of God, James 5 from verse 19 to 20, but on go verse 20, whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover a multitude of sins. So basically, after the Lord has saved us, we also have a responsibility or mandated to save other people by the way we live, by the way we talk, by the way we do stuff, and also continuing to preach the message of the kingdom and of the gospel to other people. So we are not only saved for ourselves.
Mm.
We have a responsibility to also go save others. May the Lord bless you as we do so.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. And next week, we are talking about believers as watchmen. We are talking about believers as watchmen. I want to thank everyone who has sent in their WhatsApps, who has sent in voice notes, who have called. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate so many calls, so many voice notes, so many WhatsApps there. And thank you for sharing the wisdom of the Father together with us. And I want to thank our guests, Umfundisi Makamu. I want to thank him, and also Pastor Green. Thank you so much, Pastor Green.
Thank you so much, Pastor Ray.
And Apostle Phumla Mfene, as always, thank you, Joe.
You're most welcome, Ruth. It's always a pleasure to be with you and the listeners.
Ambut, home pizza tomorrow. Who be young fella? What's up?
Hey, Joe. Why did you not take a little problem?
Because try to pizza, Joe. Rehoto, thank you. No, I understand. Apostle, thank you so much.
Thank you, Maurice. I'm grateful to be here.
Yeah, we are talking again next week about Watchmen. May the Father bless you, Tuda.
Thank you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. And then, of course, from Mire, it's been great. It's been wonderful. We thank the Father so much. We give him all the glory. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. And we are grateful that even tonight, by his Holy Spirit, he has led us into truth. May we be encouraged and continue to radiate his light, and let his salvation continue to be the good news to the multitudes of people. From me, Ray, may the Father bless you. Tuda, Rabba.
657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.